Jennifer Walsh's further journeys into artificial intelligence, this time on Culture File, or should I say into AI? I should indeed, for reasons that will become clear. This is Jennifer Walsh's Things Know Things.
Last week, I spoke about how thinking of artificial intelligence as an energy drink can provide a useful metaphor for trying to understand how AI is changing the world in which we live. All that caffeine and taurine has me feeling very productive, so this week I'd like to introduce another metaphor for AI. AI as AI. When I say that AI is AI, understand that AI is in bold and there are quotation marks around it. Because this is radio, I'm going to say it in a terrible robot voice every time, just to make that clear. So, why is it useful to think of AI as AI? Because AI is an incredibly powerful meme. AI is sci-fi. It's AI the movie, along with every book or show or film featuring friendly teddy bears, killer robots, or sexy disembodied operating systems you can tell your problems to. AI is software and devices with agency. It's the future, which we thought had been cancelled. AI is excitement and fear, which is itself a form of excitement. AI is transhumanism, living forever, the dream of bringing someone back from the dead. If you're in the AI business, AI is more money than you can dream of. It's a slide on a billion pitch decks, the word at the tip of the salivating tongues of 1,000 venture capitalists. For artists like myself and many others, AI represents new, undreamt of forms of art, genres which no one has ever heard, ways of making art and music which are beyond our comprehension, just over the horizon of the vibe shift. For researchers, AI is a completely fascinating encounter with the nature of human consciousness, a way of trying to understand intelligence, which is a way of trying to understand what it is to be alive. But it's important to separate out the actual technology, AI, or more accurately, machine learning, which is a subset of artificial intelligence, from AI, because AI is a beautiful dream, a potentially wonderful future, but it can also be a scam. More often than not, AI is the smokescreen capitalism hides behind. When the New York Times writes that AI is coming for lawyers, or The Guardian headlines a story, AI is coming for Hollywood script writers, they ascribe agency, and more importantly, blame to AI. AI is coming for Hollywood scriptwriters is a headline drawing on the meme of AI for clicks and drama, not for accuracy. Because the more correct headline would be, humans are founding companies which use machine learning technology to write scripts in a bid to profit hugely by eradicating the need to pay human script writers for their skill. AI isn't coming for your jobs. Neither is AI. But humans are coming.
Jennifer Walsh there with some home truths on AI, which is how everyone should say it now. It's a movement.